Good morning, children. Welcome back to Cell Structure and Function. Last module, we have learned about cell. Cell is the basic structural and functional unit of an organism. In the body of an organism, the number of cells may vary, the shape of the cells may vary, and the size of a cell may vary. But what is the structure of a single cell? A single cell consists of different parts. These parts are cell membrane, nucleus, cytoplasm. But if you observe cytoplasm, we can see so many organelles or components in the cytoplasm. These components of cytoplasm is called cell organelles. There are different types of cell organelles: mitochondria, Golgi bodies, ribosomes, plastids, vacuole, lysosome, endoplasmic reticulum are the major cell organelles present in the cytoplasm. Now, let us see the structure and functions of various parts of the cell. First part, that is cell membrane. Cell membrane is the outer limiting membrane of the cell. It is also known as plasma membrane. Cell membrane encloses the inner part of the cell, that is cytoplasm and nucleus. It separates cells from one another and also from the surrounding medium. The plasma membrane or cell membrane is porous. That means so many minute openings are seen on the plasma membrane. These openings allows the movements of substances through plasma membrane both inward and outward. Plasma membrane is selectively permeable. That means it allows the passage of certain substances but does not allow other substances to pass through it. What is the function of cell membrane? Cell membrane gives shape to the cell. In plant cells, there is another thick covering outer to the cell membrane. This extra covering is known as cell wall. Plant cell wall is made up of cellulose. But in other cells like fungus, the cell wall is made up of chitin. What is the function of cell wall? Cell wall provides shape and rigidity to the cell. It provides protection against variations in temperature, high wind speed, atmospheric moisture, etc. If you observe a cell under a microscope, we can see a spherical structure located in the center of the cell. This structure is known as nucleus. Nucleus is also known as brain of the cell. Let us learn about the structural and functional aspects of nucleus. Nucleus is spherical in structure. It is located in the center of the cell. It is separated from the cytoplasm by a membrane called nuclear membrane. Nuclear membrane is porous and allows the movement of material between the cytoplasm and inside the nucleus. The matrix of the nucleus is called nucleoplasm. Dense spherical body seen inside the nucleus is called nucleolus. Nucleus contains thread-like structures called chromosomes. Have you heard about chromosomes? Chromosomes carry genes. What do you mean by gene? Gene is the unit of inheritance. Gene is the unit of inheritance. It is the functional unit of chromosome. Gene is made up of DNA. Genes helps in inheritance of hereditary characters from parents to the offspring. Resemblance of offspring to parents is due to the transmission of genes. What are the major functions of nucleus? Nucleus acts as control center of the activities of the cell. That is why it is known as the brain of the cell. It also helps in inheritance of characters. There are mainly two types of cells on the basis of presence or absence of nucleus and complexity of cellular organization. They are prokaryotic cell and eukaryotic cell. Prokaryotic cell. The term prokaryotes derived from two words, pro and karyon. Pro means primitive, karyon means nucleus. The cells having nuclear material without nuclear membrane is called prokaryotic cell. Organisms with these type of cells are called prokaryotes. Bacteria, blue-green algae are prokaryotes. Eukaryotic cell. The term eukaryotes derived from two words, eu and karyon. Eu means true, karyon means nucleus. The cells having well-organized nucleus with a nuclear membrane are known as eukaryotic cell. Organism with these type of cells are called eukaryotes. Plants, animals and fungi are the major eukaryotes. Another important component of a cell is cytoplasm. It is the jelly-like substance present between the cell membrane and nucleus. Components present in the cytoplasm are called cell organelles. Major cell organelles are mitochondria, ribosomes, Golgi bodies, lysosomes, endoplasmic reticulum, plastids, vacuoles, etc. Now let us learn these cell organelles one by one. Mitochondria. Mitochondria is a double membraned structure found in cytoplasm. Mitochondria is commonly known as powerhouse of the cell. Why it is so called? Because it is the site of cellular respiration. As a result of cellular respiration, energy is released. And this energy in the form of ATP is stored in mitochondria. So mitochondria is known as powerhouse of the cell. Another cell organelle present in cytoplasm is endoplasmic reticulum. It is a well-developed network of tubules present throughout the cell. Endoplasmic reticulum are of two types. Smooth endoplasmic reticulum and rough endoplasmic reticulum. In some endoplasmic reticulum, we can see some round structures. These round structures are called ribosomes. Endoplasmic reticulum with attached ribosomes are known as rough endoplasmic reticulum. There are some endoplasmic reticulum without ribosomes. These endoplasmic reticulums are known as smooth endoplasmic reticulum. Endoplasmic reticulum gives support to the cell. It also serves as channels for transport of proteins. Another cell organelle present in the cytoplasm is ribosomes. They are tiny spherical particles found either attached to endoplasmic reticulum or freely in cytoplasm. These ribosomes are known as protein factories of cells. It helps in protein synthesis. Another cell organelle found in cytoplasm is Golgi body. Golgi bodies are the series of flat membranous structure that are arranged one above the other in parallel rows. It helps in secretion, packaging and transport of substances. Next, lysosomes. Lysosomes are tiny spherical bag-like structure found in large numbers in cytoplasm. They help in intracellular digestion. These lysosomes digest worn out organelles and food particles and can digest the cell during damaged state. Hence, they are called suicide bags. Another important cell organelle is plastid. Plastids are double membraned structure found scattered in the cytoplasm of plant cell. They are of different colors. Green colored plastids are called chloroplast. It provide green color to the leaves. Chloroplasts contain a green pigment called chlorophyll. Children, have you heard about chlorophyll? Yes, chlorophyll is essential for photosynthesis. It traps solar energy during photosynthesis. Next is vacuole. Vacuoles are the structures without any definite shape and size. It may be small or large. Vacuoles provides rigidity and turgidity to plant cell. The entire content of living cell is known as protoplasm. It includes cytoplasm and the nucleus. Protoplasm is called living substance of the cell. Finally, let us summarize what all we have learned in this module. We have studied about the structure of a typical cell. Cell has cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. Cytoplasm contains various components like mitochondria, ribosome, endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi bodies, plastids, etc. The entire living content inside the cell is called protoplasm. Dear children, hope you understand the detailed structure of a cell. Thank you, children. Have a nice day.